from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Welcome to the show. Wednesday, August 14th. We got a great one in store for you today. John Gaffney, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Des Moines, coming up very soon at 7:15. We're going to talk about connecting new families to your parish, what all that entails, and you know what? You guess it, you play a part in that. So we'll have that coming up for you about 7:15 today. Bo Bonner, Director of the Zeta Institute for Foundations and Ethics and Leadership, for our 7:45 segment today, going to talk about why friendship with the saints is essential. So why it's essential in the spiritual life to be friends with the saints. Bo's also going to be doing his show live at the Iowa State Fair today at 10 o'clock. More on that coming up here soon. Also, what does true power mean? You know, we talk about empowerment, power in the world today. What is true power? Well, I think it can look different for men and women. We're going to take it from the women's perspective, women's empowerment or power for women today, from a very inspiring woman, Edith Stein, also known as Saint Benedicta of the Cross. She had some things to say about women, and she is going to be featured on the show coming up here in just a few minutes. I love reading her stuff. She's incredible, both, of course, men and women. But she has some really good stuff to say for you ladies out there. So we'll have that for you coming up here very soon. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo this morning with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwell. Going to have your Saint of the Day coming up in the second half hour as well. Let's just hop to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to the Lord.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, sir.
Hello, how are you?
See you at the Iowa State Fair today.
Yes, I
have. You been
will.
Every single day?
I've been there every day except Sunday.
Okay.
Because I was working another job, so I wasn't
able to. Took the day off that day.
Sort of.
Okay.
We call him Carney Jimmy.
Carney Jimmy. There you go, man. There you go.
That's right. I'll start barking there from the tent, you know. Come on over here.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, they do it. anything you've eaten out there that you've especially liked?
You know, I did have a gyro, which
That's your thing.
Yeah, those are good. And then I had a cheap cheeseburger the other day.
Oh, really? Cheap does not happen at the Iowa State Fair. Cheap cheeseburger. I don't know.
Right behind us, the Hardenbrook.
Okay.
You can do a cheeseburger basket for $4.50.
Well, that's not bad. That is pretty cheap. Yeah.
I still have a gizmo on layaway.
Right. Those things are expensive.
But otherwise, I've pretty much hung around our booth the entire time that we've been there. So I haven't made my way around the fair yet. So I have not even myself been able to take part in the state fair bingo.
Text me, friends, what's your favorite food at the Iowa State Fair? 223-1150. Text it in now. 223-1150. I want to hear all about it. All right.
Yeah, because there are so many options. And what is it? Over 70 new foods this year at the Iowa State Fair.
70?
70.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I actually counted. It was like 74. And not only do they have the foods on the list, but they've added even the new beers on the list, like the corn dog beer. And then, of course, don't forget, it's not new, but the pickle beer up at the Bird's Nest.
I'm going to have to pass on that. I'm going to have to pass on that. Is that your news segment this morning?
What, a pickle beer?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we just took care of it.
There you go.
From the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Sowat. It's 63 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio today. Not a bad day weather-wise. You're going to see some sunshine and a high of 78. Then tonight a mix of sun and clouds. Well, I guess not sun and clouds, dark and clouds. Down to 59 for a low. And then showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon are possible. Partly sunny and a high of 80 as we look ahead to Friday. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning. Mix of sun and clouds for the day, high of 83. And then Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms as we're seeing that temperature creep right back up there with a high of 86. Again, it is day number 7 of the Iowa State Fair. If you're heading out to the fair, stop by the Iowa Catholic Radio booth on the west side of the Ann and Bill Riley stage this morning, 9 a.m., Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. He will be live at the fair, followed by The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Marr. Bo will be live at the Iowa Catholic Radio booth, 10 a.m. Also, we'll have Reconciliation today from noon to 2 with Father Guthrie. Speaking of food, looking for your favorite food at the Iowa State Fair, if you have not downloaded the Iowa State Fair Food Finder yet, you can do that for free on your iPhone and Android and find the food you are looking for. If you have not heard, Bed Bath & Beyond, the store at the Jordan Creek Town Center, is closing. Now, the one in Clive will remain open. Last April, Bed Bath & Beyond released that they were going to be closing at least 40 of their stores nationwide. Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Iowa Cubs played Salt Lake City yesterday, and they won 5-2. And then in Major League, the Cubs lost to the Phillies 4-2. The Twins beat the Brewers 7-5. The Cardinals over the Royals 2-0. And the White Sox beat the Astros 4-1. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar. There's no varsity sports or activities scheduled for today. Our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is the Dowling Catholic High School football season opener, which happens on Friday, August 30th against Waukee at Valley Stadium. Kickoffs at 7, broadcast starts at 6:30 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. From the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Sawa, it is 63 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds today, a high of 78. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports update on John Leonetti in the morning. We'll have a check on traffic next. For Mark Amadeo, I'm Jimmy Olson.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are looking good for you on 235, making that drive into downtown from the west and east mixer. Again, you're going to see a lot of traffic around the fairgrounds. I wonder why. Yeah, Iowa State Fair, that is underway. Thanks to Builderkin Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builderkin has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as Edith Stein. She was a Jewish convert to Catholicism, very educated, as we know, despite numerous obstacles, and she became a Carmelite nun through the inspiration of St. Teresa of Avila. If you have not read some of the works of St. Teresa of Avila, I would really encourage you to do so. Some of them can be a little bit heady, you know, if you're kind of a beginner in reading about the saints, but I can assure you they are some life-changing works. I have read most of her work throughout seminary. That was I was just deeply inspired to read about her because of my rector. He had a dear devotion to St. Teresa of Avila, and I started reading about her and found a little devotion there as well. It's my wife's patron saint. She has taken on St. Teresa of Avila when she became Catholic. St. Teresa of Avila was very feisty, which I think St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross was as well. St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, Edith Stein, was very stubborn, very feisty, very funny in her writing, but she also went very deep. As some of you know, she was killed in Auschwitz in the gas chamber along with her sister and many, many others. St. John Paul II said, following her beatification on May 1st, 1987, that she was, quote, a daughter of Israel, who, as a Catholic during Nazi persecution, remained faithful to the crucified Lord Jesus Christ, and as a Jew, to her people in loving faithfulness. Her faith radiated. You know, she was a former atheist, so she went a long time without even believing in the Lord. But again, because of St. Teresa of Avila and the likes and many others, she came to fall deeply in love with the Lord and eventually giving her life there in Auschwitz, like so many others. And we'll celebrate today St. Maximilian Kolbe, who also died in Auschwitz as well. But St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, she has something for everyone, but I really combed through a bunch of her quotes and found a few for women that, you know, if you're a woman listening to this show right now and you're thinking, I just need a little bit of you could say instruction or a little boost here in your life, I've got this for you here. So here's what St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, a few things that she has to say to you ladies out there. She says, each woman who lives in the light of eternity can fulfill her vocation, no matter if it is in marriage, in religious order, or in worldly profession. You know, she spoke about this a lot, or wrote about it a lot. Do not ever think, and I'll speak especially to ladies, but I think men can understand this, do not ever think that your vocation is second class. You know, now is not the time to talk about, you know, the church's kind of differentiation when it comes to vocations. But I can say that your vocation, if you're married or if you're single, you're living that vocation out, which is a vocation, or if, you know, your religious life, your vocation is the very way, as a good priest said to me once, the very way in which God desires to save your soul. You know, it's not just something, you know, remote to your life. Your vocation is the very way in which God desires to save you. You know, it's just something every single one of us has to know. All right? So whatever vocation you're in right now, know that it's precisely there, through that vocation, that the Lord wants to sanctify you, to make you a saint. So it's not something that's kind of, you know, second class in your life or, you know, just a part of your life. This is your life. Your vocation is the very way in which God desires to save your soul. Here's what she said to you ladies out there. She said, the woman's soul is fashioned as a shelter in which other souls may unfold. I love that one. The woman's soul is fashioned as a shelter in which other souls may unfold. You know, I think about this quote and others a lot when I see my kids kind of climbing all over my wife. You know, first of all, my wife's, you know, 8 months pregnant, having a baby in a few weeks. You know, she... And here are my kids at Mass. You know, there I am just sitting there, and there are my kids. You know, when they want to be nurtured or they just need a time out, where do they go? They go to Mom. And they just kind of unfold all over Mom. You know, and Teresa never complains. She just sits there with her arms wrapped around both kids, carrying our third. You know, and it's just a beautiful sight. Once in a while, I look over there. Now, of course, you know, when it's wrestle time, you know, when you got to wrestle, then they come to Dad. But, you know, it's just really beautiful, you know, how the kids unfold around Teresa. And in a very different way than they ever, you know, do me. So it's interesting. The woman's soul is fashioned as a shelter in which other souls may unfold. You may see that with your kids or grandkids as well. Here's one for you ladies out there. The world doesn't need what women have. It needs what women are. Ooh. That's a powerful one right there. That's true power in your femininity. The world doesn't need what you have. The world needs that authentic feminine genius, as St. John Paul II talked about and unfolded throughout his pontificate. St. Benedict of the Cross. She inspired a lot of what he wrote, by the way, for women. And here's one for everyone out there. If anyone comes to me, I want to lead them to him. Anyone comes to you today? Are you leading them closer to Christ or away? Because it's one of those two places. If anyone comes to me, St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross said, I want to lead them to him. Let that be our motto for the day today. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, pray for us. Amen. All right, when we come back, we are going to be talking to John Gaffney. Looking forward to talking to John, as always, about ways to welcome new people, new families in your parish, and you may be surprised, or may not be, that every single one of us has a part to play in that as well. Still looking for some texts out there. Let's see, Bodder's Peppermint Patty Dough. That's a good one. 515-223-1150. What's your favorite thing to eat at the Iowa State Fair? Here's one that just came in. Deacon Tony has such a brilliant and witty humor. I would agree with you there. That's what it says. I would agree. Text
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Mom.
223-1150, folks. Give us a call now. 223-1150. Don't give us a call. Give us a text of your favorite fair food. I can't wait. I love it. Maybe I'll try it today. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning. John Gaffney up next. And a big thank you to Golden Rule, plumbing, heating, and cooling. Customer satisfaction, that always comes first. Whether it be plumbing, heating, air conditioning services, 20 years in business, 1999 when it was founded. Isn't it crazy that 1999 is 20 years ago now? Golden Rule. Their technicians train in their in-home training facility, in-house, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're everywhere, including right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
The 5th Annual Men's Stag presented by Light Edge Solutions Wednesday, September 18th at the County Barn in DeSoto. Enjoy a steak dinner from the Waukee Hy-Vee. Learn more about tables and individual registration at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
This is going to be a glorious
Well, I've already had two turkey legs. Yeah, I shared with you yesterday, or maybe a day ago, that at least from last time I read, which was about a year ago, that held the record for the most calories at the Iowa State Fair. Now, I don't do carbs, as you know. Well, as you don't know, you would never know that by looking at me. But I really try to stay away from the carbs. Really try to watch those carbs. Ooh, it's the sugars that'll do it to you. So it's the, you know, the turkey leg, delicious, a lot of calories, but no carbs. Very low anyway. What's your favorite thing to eat at the Iowa State Fair? 223-1150. All right, let's go to our next guest of the day, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Des Moines. John Gaffney's back on for his monthly segment. Hello, John.
Good morning, John.
How we doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing just fine. I love the topic today, John, welcoming families into our parish community. I would think number one, just quite simply, would be get really angry when there's a crying baby, give dirty looks to the parents, right? Isn't that how we welcome young families?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Or, you know, the other thing, I was talking to a priest as I was praying for our segment today, and he said, you know, so many of us, and he included himself when he's visiting other parishes, he says, we invest in our parish the same way we would if we go to a theater.
Hmm.
We just go in and we go out. We don't have any conversations with people. Yeah. It's just like if we were to go to the Civic Center for a play.
Sure.
And isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can seem like that at times. And, you know, that's there's other parishes that do this quite well, you know, fostering that kind of communal life together. And there are other parishes that want to, that desire to do it a little bit better, but, you know, are looking for some tips and some ways to do it. And I think that's why this this segment's going to be important for them. Let's talk about young families first and foremost, obviously being sarcastic about the baby thing, which, you know, in a month, we'll have the new one that we'll put on maybe quite the performance. I know my Gianna, for the first couple years, it was a bear, you know. And there were times I didn't even look forward to going to Mass because I knew what we were going to entail through that with Gianna. But there were people that made it a little bit easier on us, and even a smile can go a long way.
Oh, it does. And I think this is where the beauty of the parish community is. You know, now that I'm on the other end in grandparenting stages, it's great for us to, if we don't have our grandchildren right away around us, to grab those young people, if you'll let us, and just let us hold them so you can take a break and spend some time with the Lord at Mass. I think that's the beauty of Mass, is when we come together and we just enjoy the amazing gift that God has given to us in worship, but also in community.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And this isn't just about welcoming new families, like brand new families. You know, this is anyone that comes in. You know, we were at, what's that place that has shuffleboard and ping pong and all that stuff?
Oh, the Smash Park?
Yeah, Smash Park. My family went to Smash Park a few weeks ago, and my cousin was there, and aunts and uncles, and my cousin brought his really close friend and his girlfriend were there, and we were playing shuffleboard and everything, and I was talking to her, and she was Catholic, and she hasn't been to Mass in a long, long time. Well, this is just crazy how the Lord works in this, John, but I get to Mass at St. Pius the next day. I'm at the Holy Water font, and there she is, standing right there at the Holy Water font. And I said, good to see you again. I said, what are you doing? And she says, well, I figured I've been out of way from Mass for so long. I didn't invite her or anything. I should have. Mm-hmm. She says, I feel like I need to come back. I said, well, get over here and sit with our family, you know? And it was just so moving. And she's been there the next week, the next week, and the next week. But it was just, you know, I didn't want her to sit alone the first time, you know? And that's just a small thing. There's nothing heroic about this here, folks. You know, but it's just sit with my family. That can go a long way when you see someone lonely at Mass.
Well, and I think if people listen to this segment and go away with one thing, I think that's the one thing, John, is it's one-to-one. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go out and find 10 other people or 15 other people. It's just one-to-one, one family to one person or one family to one family.
Yeah, you have here baby boomers parenting grandchildren, you know, which is I think, you know, something I've seen in my own family. And I just take this kind of through my own lens here, you know, with my mom and dad. They're there, you know, and I want my kids to be able to see them. But they also, you know, I want them to be examples to the rest of the parish community, you know, of what good, wholesome families can look like, and you know, even amidst their mess and their struggles.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So what are we doing? What's next here on this? You sent me something that you always send me a book. I love it.
So
whenever John comes on, first of all, I could scroll for days on this, but I love it because you really do prepare for this, but there was something that I was missing. Go ahead, I'll find it.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the first thing that I would encourage everybody listening is take this to prayer today. Take this to prayer to God and think of a time when you felt a profound sense of being welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's really important before we start any potential activity, not only to take it to prayer, but to reactivate an opportunity when we ourselves receive that grace that came from God and the community. And so, you know, what did people say when you felt welcomed? What did they do or what did they say? How did they communicate that you belong here? That you, you know, just like you were talking about with the St. Pius and this young lady, what helped you feel at home? You know, think back to that in your own experience. And then it makes it easy to just simply say, I want to pass that on to somebody else.
Right.
And then it's the Lord working through you, through your memories, through your own experiences, to give that to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. This was the part, getting to know people's story in your parish.
Yes.
You know, it can go, and it should go deeper than just, hey, how you doing? You know, how are things going? And it doesn't mean you got to stay for 3 hours after or before Mass. But, you know, just getting to know incrementally throughout the week, throughout the years that you're with people, you know, their needs, their struggles, what they need prayed for. You know, their kids' lives and grandkids' lives. I just think that goes a long way. Their names! Goodness!
Exactly. You know, one of the things that I have that is almost as universal as our creed is that Catholics are a people of habit. Even if you're a new Catholic, you tend to go and sit in the same place,
yeah,
in the same pew, and with similar people around you. So since that seems to automatically happen everywhere, spend a few minutes saying hello. What's going on? I did this recently on Sunday at St. Teresa's, which is my home parish here in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And one of the parishioners, Carol, I said, well, where's Bill at? And she told me that Bill took a stumble and injured his shoulder, broke his shoulder, and injured his rotator cuff. You know, it's those kind of things that if over a year you get to know people's stories, so it's more than just saying hello to that person who's right in front of me. I've gotten to know Carol and Bill over the years. And so that's what I mean by getting to know people's stories.
Yeah, I think this is a good segment, John, and important for all of us, no matter what parish that we go to. John Gaffney, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis, you got anything coming up, anything we should know about?
Yeah, the next Young Catholics of Des Moines Theology on Tap on September 5th. It's going to be an amazing one. We're going to be breaking open the question, is Christ alive?
Hmm.
And what does that mean? And so September 5th at the Sherwood Forest Event Center, we've got Bishop Pates and a panel of young adults who are going to break open that question. So it's September 5th. It starts at 6 o'clock with drinks and dinner. The event's at 7, and at 8 o'clock is an open forum. There's no cost, so come, and if you need any more information, go to our website or go to our Facebook page, but it should be an exciting evening.
Sounds good to me. John Gaffney, talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
God bless. Have a good one.
All right. Coming up in the second half hour, Bo Bonner, on why friendship with the saints really matters, and is it necessary to have friendship and cultivate devotions to the saints. We'll have that with you coming up about 7:45 today. All right, I think that's going to be a good one. Don't go anywhere, friends. Second half of the show coming right up. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. Say hello to the Office of the Future. Oh, yeah, you're not going to miss it either. I mean, you'll be waving for a little while as you drive by at 180,000 square feet of office space in Jordan Creek Parkway, and they got all the bells and whistles to go with it. I like the fitness center they have in there as well. Thank you for your seat at the table. We appreciate you and all you continue to do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com, friends. That is RRRealty.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which you are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Here Jesus gives us a protocol to reconcile with others implicitly stressing the reality of sin being an offense against not just God, but others as well. It's a teaching that emphasizes the duty we have to help each other to be right with God and one another. It's also a command that, when practiced, helps us build up a more just and healthy society and culture.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Vitae Family Care is part of the Iowa Catholic Radio family. Pro-life physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages with just about every kind of need. Dr. McKernan lives his faith as a physician and is trained in NAPRO technology, allowing him to diagnose and treat many female conditions and even markedly reduce the occurrence of a miscarriage. VitaeFamilyCare.com. Remember, Vitae is Latin for life.
Oh God, you're my deliverer, the one who carries us.
Thanks for being a part of the show today, everyone. Got a big saint today we're going to be talking about. Thanks to Dean Bell, Bell Construction. Dinner with him coming up on Monday with his wife, my wife. We're going to go over there. I said, I want good food, Dean. He said, that means a lot of potatoes, right? I said, no, I don't like potatoes, if you didn't know. I'm not a big potato guy. I do a crispy French fry, got to be really crispy, or a sweet potato French fry. But I always ask, I'm the guy at the restaurant that always says extra crispy. Some of you waiters and waitresses know what I'm talking about. But yes, so I'm not a big potato guy. 963-4494, residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, residential re-roofs throughout Des Moines, central Iowa for 30 years. Goodness. 963-4494. Favorite food at the Iowa State Fair? 223-1150. Call in. Or text in. Excuse me.
Or call.
223-1150. What's your favorite food at the Iowa State Fair that I have got to try this morning when I go out there? I'll be out there volunteering at the booth along with many others. I know Bell Chase is going to be out there. Bo Bonner is going to be out there doing his show. So it'll be jam-packed out there at the booth today. Stop by and say hello. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo. Oh, excuse me. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo. There we go.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Now, Jimmy, during the traffic report today, is going to give everyone a way to get out of the traffic.
Really?
When you're going down
I'm not
going to
share my special way of going.
Jimmy just went into a 30-minute tutorial here of how to get out of the traffic. And by the end of it, I just said, I'm just going to sit in the traffic, all right? If I got to do what you just said, my goodness. I'm going to end up in, Keokuk.
It sounds like you need to become more familiar with your surroundings in Des Moines. Of course, I heard about your drive back trying to get people back to the Capitol at the State Fair Parade last year.
Oh, my goodness.
When you pretty much took them through Keokuk.
I took them.
The parade was an hour, and it was another hour just getting them, John, back to where everybody's cars were.
In fairness to me, because that's the only one that's going to be fair to me here. Is me. There were a lot of road closures last year, more than this year. So Dr. Lynn had it easy. No, he defended me. He did a great job. That was fun though at the State Fair Parade.
It was a lot of fun. By the way, they said you need to have the peppermint patty when you're at the Bowder's peppermint patty.
I'll have to try that.
And somebody bring John a gizmo with a fork.
Yes.
But he needs the fork.
You do the low-carb version of the gizmos, too. They actually have that, just the meat and and the cheese, and you can put some peppers on there. So
Oh, wow.
That might be an option.
Cool. Yeah. Speaking of options, it is Day 7 of the Iowa State Fair from the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. It is 63 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio today. Mix of sun and clouds, a high of 78 tonight. Going to drop down to 59 for a low. So another great night to keep those windows open all night. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Going to happen in the afternoon, a high of 80. And then more showers and thunderstorms likely Friday morning to wrap up the week as we get into the final weekend of the Iowa State Fair. And a high of 83. Then looks like more showers and thunderstorms. And a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, and then that temperature right back up there, 86. Again, day 7, and if you're heading out to the Iowa State Fair, stop by the Iowa Catholic Radio booth located on the west side of the Ann and Bill Riley stage. This morning, 9 a.m., Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano, going to be live at the fair, followed by The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Marr. Bo will be live at the Iowa Catholic Radio booth there, 10 a.m. Also, they'll have Reconciliation today from noon to 2 with Father Guthrie. Looking for your favorite food at the Iowa State Fair? Download the Iowa State Fair Food Finder. You can do that for your iPhone or your Android. If you've not heard, Bed Bath & Beyond, the store in Jordan Creek Town Center, will be closing. Now, Clive will remain open. Last April, Bed Bath & Beyond released that they were closing at least 40 of their stores. Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print, Iowa Cubs, and Salt Lake yesterday. The Iowa Cubs took them 5-2, and then the Cubs lost to the Phillies last night 4-2. The Twins beat the Brewers 7-5. St. Louis Cardinals over the Royals 2-0. The White Sox, they beat the Astros 4-1. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar, no varsity sports or activities scheduled for today. Our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is the Dowling Catholic High School football season opener Friday, August 30th against Waukee at Valley Stadium. Kickoff is at 7. Broadcast starts at 6:30 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. From the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, it's 63 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Partly sunny, 78 today. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports Update on John Leonetti in the Morning. We'll have traffic next. For Mark Amadeo, I'm Jimmy Olson.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
You're looking at about 11-minute drive from the West Mixer to downtown on 35, 8 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown. There is a stalled vehicle to be on the lookout for. It is on the shoulder, ID-35 westbound at the East Mixer. Use caution there. Thanks to Builderken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builderken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank we'll see you at the Iowa State Fair.
Yes, we will. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint is a reminder to stand up to against injustice and trust the power of God to make whole a broken and depraved world. St. Maximilian Kolbe today was born in Poland in 1894. In his adolescence, Kolbe prayed for guidance and was given a vision of the Blessed Mother. She offered him two crowns at this vision. One was white, the other was red. The white symbolized purity. The red symbolized martyrdom. Mary asked Maximilian Kolbe which one he would prefer to wear. Maximilian asked Our Lady if he could wear both. Maximilian entered the Franciscan order and combated spiritual indifference in his community. He founded a newspaper, Knight of the Immaculata, to service an organization of lay Catholics, the Militia of the Immaculata. Both the newspaper and the militia would eventually reach over 1 million adherents. When Hitler invaded Poland, Maximilian's order was arrested and eventually released. However, Maximilian would not escape the Nazis. He was arrested again and sent to Auschwitz. After a prisoner escape, the guards selected 10 men at random and sentenced them to die to discourage further escapes. Father Maximilian asked to take the place of one of the condemned men who had a wife and children. Dumbfounded, the guards agreed. Father Maximilian and the 9 others were placed in a starvation bunker. In the darkness, Father Maximilian celebrated the Eucharist and led the men in singing hymns reminiscent of St. Paul's imprisonment in Acts chapter 16. Unlike St. Paul, there would be no miraculous escape for Father Maximilian. After 2 weeks,
he and the remaining men were injected with carbonic acid and died. St. Maximilian Kolbe was canonized a saint in 1982. Present at his canonization was the man whose place Father Maximilian had taken on that day in 1941. We ask today, St. Maximilian Kolbe, to pray for us. Amen. And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the saint of the day. Experience in wills and estate planning. It's easy to forget this stuff or just kind of move it aside, friends, but we're talking about the security of your family. 515-224-1776. Thank you again for underwriting the saint of the day. Deacon Steve C. Reed, 224-1776. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bo Bonner about friendship with the saints. By the way, that St. Maximilian Kolbe story, my favorite story besides his personal one, and of course the man, I had the goosebumps reading that whole thing, and I've probably read about it a million times, but my favorite story about all this is something that a lot of people may not know, but I read about this, I want to say a couple years ago, and it was just beautiful. John Paul II, there was a lot of debate in the Vatican of whether to canonize Maximilian Kolbe a martyr. They didn't know if he should be canonized an actual martyr because he gave his life for someone, but was he giving his life for Christ? You know, there was a lot of debate with higher ups in the Vatican. You know, of course, everyone knew he should be canonized a saint, but being canonized a martyr was something of a different scale. And no one knew if he was going to or not. Well, of course, priests wear red when there's feast days of the martyrs, and deacons that will come out in red. No one knew at the beginning of the Mass how Maximilian Kolbe was going to be canonized. And it wasn't till right at the beginning of the Mass when John Paul II comes out from behind the area wearing all red that the crowd of hundreds of thousands of people erupted. Because there they knew, and especially Polish people that came in, they knew that John Paul II was going to be canonizing him, both saint and martyr. Boy, I'd give anything to be there when the crowds went nuts on that, seeing John Paul II. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, my goodness. So, yes, St. Maximilian Kolbe, powerful one. Bo Bonner coming up next on Friendship with the Saints. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning here on this August 14th. Thank you to Plaza Dental Group for underwriting the show. Financing options are available. So a lot of people think, you know, when I go, I just got to write this huge check. That's not the way it is. First of all, affordable and comfortable dentistry. That's the tagline of Plaza Dental Group, and they live up to it. New patient registration, it's online, so you don't even have to go and worry about filling out things and staying for an hour. It's quick, easy, comfortable, affordable. That's the kind of dentistry I like. Dr. Stephanie Mohan, thank you for underwriting this show. DMSmiles.com. That's 515-612-7148. DMSmiles.com.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Emmaus House is offering a nature retreat day this Saturday, August 17th. This is an opportunity to leisurely spend time resting with God in nature and notice how His presence is uniquely speaking to each of us and drawing us into unity with creation. This day offers time for yourself and with God in silence. Learn more at theemmaushouse.org. Bishop-elect William Johnson's ordination and installation is just a little over a month away on Friday, September 27th at 2 p.m. You can join in on the excitement with the Diocese of Des Moines by watching the live stream of this historic event on our website and on Facebook. Time is running out to register for the 15th annual Bishop's Golf Classic, which will be held August 26th at Echo Valley Country Club in Norwalk. All proceeds from this event go to Catholic Charities to serve the people in need in our community. To learn more and register, contact Catholic Charities and ask for Beth. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
The 5th Annual Men's Stag presented by Light Edge Solutions Wednesday, September 18th at the County Barn in DeSoto. Enjoy a steak dinner from the Waukee Hy-Vee. Learn more about tables and individual registration at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. We got big news coming up on a trip to South Africa that's going to be happening next summer. So we're going to be taking a mission trip with Blessman International to South Africa in July, moving into August. We'll have those dates for you here very soon. We've got the page we're working on at Iowa Catholic Radio, and I'm going to take a priest with us as well. So all the details coming up. In the meantime, Blessman International, they continue to do the work, the life-saving work, both, of course, the eternal life-saving work of people that they minister to, but also the life-saving work here on Earth of fostering food-secure communities and farming and helping people with sanitation. It's just that what they do and what they continue to do for many, many years. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you for underwriting the show. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to our last guest of the day, Bo Bonner. Here he is. Hey, Bo.
John, how are you doing?
Doing fine. Your show is going to be live at the Iowa State Fair today. You pumped?
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to have to fend off all the people who will be throwing corn dogs and stuff at us. It'll be a lot of fun.
If you, I know you, you're watching what you eat and you know everything, but if you were not
at the fair.
Oh, okay. Well, you really came in strong on that one. If you weren't watching what you eat, was the question I was going to ask, and you could just eat all day whatever you wanted, what would you eat?
Well, I mean, at the fair, it has to be the versions of corn dogs that the various state fairs have. To me, that's how you measure a state fair.
Yeah.
By the corn dog, so that's my take. All the other stuff's pretty cool. I go to G-Mix every year. They have, like, weird sandwiches that are always pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how's the corn dogs doing this year? That's my takeaway.
I could probably put five or six of those away in one
sitting. Yeah, I mean,
Is that pathetic?
The next day.
Yeah. I would never do it. I can't even eat one because I'm, like, again, watching my carbs right now. But I could easily put five or six of those corn dogs away. Yeah, I would eat my way through the fair in a heartbeat. I used to do that and, you know, not gain a pound. But now it's just not the way it works anymore. Let's talk about the segment today. We're talking about friendship with the saints. And here's maybe a trick first question. I'm not going to get this by you. But is friendship with the saints necessary for our salvation?
Well, John, the answer to that is so much yes. It's yes in different ways. So the essential one where it's a big yes is all the word saint means is holy person or sanctified person.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the most saintly person is Jesus Christ. And if you ain't friends with Jesus, John, you're not getting to heaven. So
you're taking one, a really different way here than what I thought.
Yeah, well, that's one way. Another way is to say, to dial the word saint back down, of course, right, is not, saints aren't just the canonical saints. They're literally the saints that Paul refers to in all of his letters in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. It's the people who are on the road to sanctification,
right,
the people in our midst. So you can't get saved unless, as the scriptures say, someone gives you, you know, the word, the truth, the life. So you've encountered many saints of which you've been friends with in order to be in the church at all. Now, in another way, in a more final way, right, in heaven, we must enjoy heaven to be in heaven. And to enjoy heaven, it's communal. And guess what the community of heaven is made up of, John?
I'm gonna guess saints.
That's right. So if you can't be friends with saints in heaven, then you're not going to be there. And God doesn't make anyone who doesn't want to be in heaven be in heaven. And then finally, in the way that I think you're saying it, it's necessary for us to be friends with the saints. Maybe in a less sort of ontological or sort of, you know, theological ivory tower way, maybe, but the idea, of course, right, is that Jesus Christ chose to use the saints and the prayers of the saints and our relationships with the saints in order to be the thing that draws us to heaven. And in order for us to understand ourselves, John, we have to have friends. Like Aristotle long ago said that friends are the mirror. We're not good at assessing how we really are in life. So we have to see it in our friends. And what better way to see what the holiness in every day looks like than the mirror, the icon that are the saints? And so in all those ways, I answer you, yes, it is necessary for you to befriend the saints in order to be saved.
What does it mean to be friends with the saints?
John, I just can't. No, I'm kidding. when you think about what it takes to be a friend with anyone, right? You know, we have everything from Toy Story, and it's like, what's like 15th installment singing "You Gotta Friend Me," all the way to our own sort of experience in learning to be friends with people. Or if we have kids, we see them learning what it means to be friends. So friendship, on one hand, is very quidotian. It literally means how it is that we have a common life with people, and then again, to bring that element back, how we see ourselves in other people so that we can make common cause. But what does it mean to be friends with saints? I mean, you start reading the account of saints talking about other saints, and it can be a wild and wacky ride. On one hand, right, we have saints like St. Teresa of Lisieux, who showers her friends with things like roses to assure them that they're on the right path. But then there's other people who, following what other people have done things like ran into the desert, founded monasteries in countries they've never lived in. So the saints, on one hand, are very comforting, but also very demanding friends. And if we think about our own best friends in life, that's kind of the description of a best friend.
Why does God work through the saints? He doesn't need to. He can work any way he wants. But yet he chooses over and over throughout salvation history to work through these men and women.
Yeah, and so Thomas Aquinas has a whole aspect of this where he brings this up, that God could have directly chosen to save us. I mean, think about it even in other ways. He didn't even really need our input. He could have just done it himself.
Right.
But he thought it better to choose to use us ourselves. So then on the other hand, right, he could have chose to just have a direct relationship between us and himself. But he saw the communion of saints as a beautiful thing in and of itself. So if community for God, who himself is a community, right, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a measure of goodness itself, he's going to make salvation history be communal as well. And even though he doesn't need to rely on the saints, he does because of the positive goodness that the community, the communion of saints, and our friendship with each other makes.
Favorite ways that God works through saints, in your opinion? You mentioned St. Therese of Lisieux showering roses. Have you ever gotten a rose?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I haven't either. I have years ago. It was kind of a strange thing. Anyway, I won't go into it. any other ways, fun ways that you've seen God work through the saints?
Well, the two ways that I can think of is, one, how saints bring very different groups together. St. Benedict, I mean, I'm an oblate of St. Benedict, but St. Benedict, who, as before I was Catholic, I didn't really know a lot about. He seems to have brought very many different people into my life that has intertwined them in ways that I wouldn't imagine, mostly because of their mutual interest in him. But then you start to realize it's not just that we're all interested in St. Benedict, but that he seems to have a hand in it. The other way is how saints that you've never really thought of start to really pop up in a season of your life and sort of, you know, it's like they're leading you to say, come here, befriend me, I have something for you. St. Joseph has done that with our family. St. Joan of Arc has seemed to do that.
How has St. Joseph done that with your family?
Well, I think that's what got us up here in Iowa, for instance, is we, you know, there was just a season of like, what are we going to do with jobs? What are we going to do with houses? Literally, where should we go next? And it kept being like, oh, you need to go to this place that has a parish. What's that parish? St. Joseph. Or, what are you going to do? And to make this decision, something comes up with St. Joseph. So, just the way in which you're like, sure, it could be random, and I'm sure an atheist would say, like, oh, you're just imposing order where there's nothing. But there's been too many seasons in my life where the one saint just keeps appearing over and over again. Books people give me, suggestions people talk about, shows that come up on the radio, literal people I talk to who are named after the saint. And, I think it's obvious that the saints are wily friends who like to pull things like that on us.
What do you say to people who say devotion or friendship with the saints detract or distract us from God?
Well, God himself decided to become a distraction in our life by becoming incarnate in the flesh, right? Mm. God, who is behind all things and sustains all things in being, decided that for the sake of humankind, that humans needed him to become a physical person that lived in a place and had a history. And so if he does that right, but he didn't just come as his own body. He also created his body, which is the church. And if he's the head, then the saints are the other members of his body. And so to have any sort of devotion or feel or love of the saints or friendship with the saints is to only improve our love for the body of Christ, which is Christ himself. Christ emanates, so to speak, in all of the saints. The saints become not only mirrors for us to see our moral progress, but windows into the life of Jesus Christ. And so there is literally nothing to detract you. To become more devoted to a saint is to become more devoted to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, the incarnation is not what we say it is.
Step one to becoming friends with the saints is?
Step one, well, praying.
Okay.
And particularly, if not any sort of particular prayer, asking a saint to pray for you. So not a certain like devotion, not like do this devotion, but literally the first prayer, which is to say, Saint so-and-so, pray for me. And you start that off, you'll be amazed about what happens next.
What do you say to those that say, I've been praying to a saint for a while, and I haven't gotten any answers, I haven't gotten any roses, I haven't gotten anything?
Well, you're impatient, is what I'd say.
Yeah, I like that.
And then second, like, I mean, I'll buy you a rose if you're that desperate. I mean, that's really the wrong... You know, the thing is, right, too, right, with the rose stuff, and anyone I've ever met who's gotten a rose, they always get it when they really don't expect it. Like, if they're like, I'm going to do this for a rose, I'm going to do this for a rose, nothing ever happens. And now they've forgotten about it, and they've long not done something, and then, boom, all of a sudden, here's a rose.
Or God does it in the weirdest way just to confuse you or to make you second-guess it or third-guess it for the rest of your life.
That's well, and also just so that you don't fall in love with the consolation and instead see the consolation as the sign pointing to the grace, which is the point anyway.
We could do an entire segment on that line right there. That was the one to go out on. Bo Bonner, see you out there at the fair, brother.
Yep, God bless, John.
All right, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the evening, The Uncommon Good, friends, and that'll be live at the Iowa State Fair today. What a show. What a show here on this Wednesday. We'll be back on tomorrow live from the Mercy One studio. In the meantime, I'll be out there at the Iowa State Fair this morning for a couple hours. Come out and say hi. Well, yeah, would love to see you and talk to you. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon us to protect us and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, everyone. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.